Cases, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 206. I am super excited to talk today about today's topic. I am so excited that we're talking about love and really why it's so important to get things done with love. But before I get a little ahead of myself, I want to go ahead and warn you that I've been a little sick this week. There's a lot of things that have happened within my own personal journey of things that I am working on improving my own weekly battle rhythm that I am streamlining even more. And when I tell you that life will hit you and humble you and tell you to slow down a little bit, it will happen. That's what's happened to me this week. I started to get sick. First, I started with my little one. And you know, when someone gets sick in the family, it just continues to trickle down to everybody else. So it's my turn. And when I tell you that I'm so appreciative of where we are within our family, within where we are mentally, emotionally, and also in a place where we have so much flexibility, I'm grateful. But at the same time, nobody likes to get sick, especially mom. I don't like getting sick, and I'm sure all of you can relate. We are the last ones that do not like to get sick because everything kind of not necessarily falls through the cracks or anything like that. Thankfully, my husband is really good with everything else as well. But it's just that missing piece of mom being 100%. And so another reason why I was so inspired to focus on getting things done with love, even when you're possibly sick or even when someone is sick or even when things happen, right? And so today I am here behind the mic, behind this camera, talking to you about getting things done with love, even when you don't feel too well. I'll be completely honest. I am not feeling my best. My throat has been hurting. My head has been hurting. And so if I have to cough, take a little sip of water, please give me some grace. I just also wanted to emphasize the fact that it's okay not to be 100%. And we can still keep moving. Of course, being or keeping in mind that you also need to rest, because that's one of the things that I've been doing more of this week. And I'll talk about that in another episode about rest and everything else and taking care of ourselves, which still goes hand in hand with getting things done with love. And so today I want to focus on things that we do on a day-to-day basis. And are we taking the time to consider if we're doing it from a place of love? And today I'm going to give you three reasons. I'm sure there are more than three reasons that you could possibly think of as well. And then I know there's like other researchers out there that are focusing on gathering research and data on why doing things out of love is beneficial. I know it's out there because it's so beneficial. And I'm just going to go over the top three reasons, at least from what I see, what I have seen personally, what my clients have told me on how just showing up with love is a game changer, because it is. And also kind of helping you with a tool that helps me to kind of remember and ground myself and remind myself why I want to do the things that I do every single day and really why it matters, so that I can help you as well. And so the first reason why it's not only beneficial for you to do things with love is because you show up in a whole different way. You actually show up as an individual that is ready to spread the love, and others around you will notice it. It's genuine. It feels genuine from their end. And how do I know this? Because my kids will tell me, they're like, why do you sound mad? Or why do you sound like something's wrong with you? Like, my kids are 100% honest. They will not sugarcoat anything. And I'm pretty sure your kids are too. And they will be the first ones to call me out. Trust me. And so they know when I am either cranky, when I'm doing things because I just want to check the block, when I'm doing things in a rush, when I'm doing things not from a place of love. And so for them, it looks like, okay, like, she doesn't want to help me with my homework. And for all of you parents out there, homework is hard. They have provided so many other ways for a simple problem to be solved. And listen, I get it. There's different ways. Everyone wants to be innovative. I get it. But let's stay and keep it simple, you guys. And I think that that's where my frustration starts sometimes. And my kids know it. I'm literally showing up in a way where I'm like, okay, this shouldn't be this duplicated. Sure, it shouldn't be this way. And I'm only focused on that homework or that problem at hand when I should also be focused on how I am showing up. And this is why I wanted to emphasize it today, because it's good for us to notice this more and more and be more intentional with it. And so you may sometimes be thinking, well, these are things that I have to do anyways, like cook, like take the trash out, like little tasks, help them with homework, take them to practice, pick them up from school. All these things, yes, are needs, but they're also wants. And so how can we now do this even more so from a place of true, genuine love? And so that's the first reason on why we want to do that, because others will notice. And then when they notice, that also affects them. So if I show up not loving, not necessarily the work or anything like that, but even just showing up with love for my child because they want to learn, or maybe they don't care about the math, for example, that's one of the toughest subjects around here. How do we then show up with love for that material for them and for their growth? Because they are going to also reflect that. They reflect whatever we show them. However we show up, that's how they also show up with us. And so that's the first reason. And trust me, it's huge. Huge. I'm learning every single day. And this is why I emphasize that you take a moment to just show up, place of love, because it will show up through other people's lenses or someone else that you love or even serve. And the next reason, the second reason, is because it will show appreciation for where you are in the moment. And this is what I mean. So let's say you're constantly doing small things that need to get done. For example, at work, emails, right? You know, you have to check up on email. You have to check on other maybe inboxes or other slides, whatever is it that you're working on. You can then, when you are doing these things, instead of doing it out of a place of maybe frustration, maybe a place of like, oh, I just have to do this, or you just need to check the block, like I said earlier, you are not in a place where you're appreciating this opportunity that you have to make a change, to make an impact, and to serve as a woman or as a wife or as a mom or just simply a leader. Maybe as a project manager, a program manager, a teacher, maybe even as a businesswoman, right? For those of you that are out, maybe you're teaching now, maybe you are your own business, or you have your own business, you're a business owner. Maybe you're still in the military, right? Appreciation for who you are as that platoon sergeant, as that company commander, as that staff member. Maybe you're an S1, S2. Whatever it may be, we want to be appreciative of where we are in that moment. And we're doing all these things, right? Because most of the time, it's just we are doing things that our mind and our bodies are so used to doing that now it doesn't really require a lot of thinking. But how can you still show up in a place or from a place of love and appreciation for where you are in that moment? Because here's the thing, another example, again, going back to my weight loss journey and being or getting back to where I was with my running and my endurance and my strength, it's still a journey. Being appreciative of where I am now with my body now, with where I am physically now, is also going to help me show up in appreciation every single day, because I'm on that journey. I want to show up with love for my body now, where I am,
even if there's the additional 20 pounds on my body, I still want to show up in appreciation. How do I honor my body now so that in the future, it's going to be stronger? So that in the future, it's going to be more fit, right? I'm going to be thinner. But I need to show up with love now where I am with my body. Because what happens when you show up in with love, you will appreciate where you are with what you have, and you'll continue to build and do what's going to help you grow. Because what happens if I show up with hate or maybe even dislike, a place where I'm not kind to myself? If I'm like, okay, you know what? You're already 20 pounds overweight. Who cares if you go to the gym? Who cares if you eat that donut? Who cares if you drink soda every day? You already suck, whatever. You're not going to get better at running. If I do that, I'm not going to want to do the things that are going to help me get better, that are going to help me lose the weight. They're going to help me not only stay committed to not consuming as much sugar and flour, but also it's going to take away from who I am and who I love at that moment. Because at the end of the day, I want to grow, but I also want to love who I am in this moment, who I am. So that's the second reason. You want to show up with love and get things done with love because you want to be appreciative of where you are now. So me getting out of bed early in the morning, me going to the gym, me making sure that I am eating healthier than I was before, is me getting things done with love for who I am in this moment, appreciating where I am in this moment. And so same thing for you. Where are you as a wife? Where are you as a leader? Are you still getting things done with love? Meaning you're still showing up early. You're still showing up ready and prepared and focused on the people that you are serving, for your husband, for your kids, for your team, for your meetings. Are you being intentional and are you taking it serious from a place of love? Not from a place of like, oh, I have to do this. Or here we go again. I'm the only one doing things, and not being kind to yourself. So that's number two. Number three, this one's my favorite. I always leave the best for last, but well, I try to. You're building a habit of long-term well-being. And this is what I mean. We want to continue to train our brains to be kinder to ourselves, because I don't know about you, but for me, it's a lot easier to be unkind to myself than to show love and appreciation for myself. And so we build this habit of, okay, I'm going to be kinder and I'm going to show up and get things done with love for me, for others. And the more you do that, you're building a habit of not self-sabotaging, of not beating yourself up and calling yourself names, because that's typically what happens when you're like, okay, just a great example. This literally happened yesterday because I was recording this episode from a new video app that is available that came with this camera. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try it out. I failed to check if there was a backup cloud, if like the internet goes out or something goes out, if it backs up to this device. I didn't do that because I thought that, duh, it makes sense. It probably does have that. I'm going to record, it's going to save, and I'm going to upload it, and my episode's going to be good to go. It didn't happen. The complete opposite happened. It recorded, it just didn't save correctly. It became corrupted. I can no longer use the recording. The 20 minutes that I recorded this same episode, completely gone out the window. Those 40 minutes that I was in front of the camera trying to recover it, completely gone out the window. It's in the past. I could have easily been unkind to myself and been like, what an idiot. Why didn't I check that? And just continued on this spiral of just being unkind and showing up from a place of anger and frustration and unkind. But instead, because I've been intentional with this before, and I'm doing it even more so with my family, because I sometimes forget that they also need that reminder of me showing up with love so they can reciprocate that. And so again, because I've been building and being more intentional with showing up with love, I realized, wait a minute, this is something that my brain is catching on. This new neural pathway of, okay, let's just focus on how am I going to serve others and myself with what I am doing. Okay, so that didn't work. Those 40 minutes are out the window. How can I now record, find time to record again, provide the same message and even better, right? Like I want to do this even better because now I have this opportunity. How do I show up with love, be appreciative of where I am at now as a podcaster? And how do I continue to build on this habit so that when this happens again, because it will happen again. As a podcaster, if you have a podcast or you're a producer or you do anything that's content related, anything with technology, really, it's going to happen again. A radio goes down all the time in a Humvee. Technology always has something that's going to fail because it's just the nature of what it is. It's technology and it's okay. It's okay. And so how I would love for you to, or at least consider for you to start showing up with love and getting things done with love, is to simply just ask yourself every single time you catch yourself frustrated, overwhelmed, or maybe just doing things to check the block and being a little anxious because it's not getting done. I want you to ask yourself, am I showing up from a place of love right now? And if the answer is no, I want you to then ask yourself this question. How can I show up with love in this moment where I am, even when it doesn't go well, even when it didn't record, even when you were sick, even when you, one of your kids bring back a grade that you are not satisfied with, even when your kids are hurting, even when your spouse is hurting, even when things are not going the way it's supposed to be going? How are you showing up in love? Or first question, are you showing up in love? The answer is no. How can you now begin to show up with love? And so I want to offer you to take a moment and just be okay with where you are and be okay if you have 1,000 things to do. And you're like, you know what? I really don't love doing all of this. Trust me, I don't love homework. I don't love actually not knowing how to solve 6th grade, 7th grade math. But what I do love and who I do love are my kids, and I love being there as an example, a mom for them. I love that. And it may not be that you may not like PowerPoint slides. You may not like briefing. You may hate it. But what you do love, you love growth. You want to grow. You want to see yourself grow and evolve. That's what you do love. So how can you show up in love for those slides, for that meeting, for that conversation that you don't look forward to? How can you show up from a place of love? Maybe show some compassion. Maybe show up humble, right? We sometimes forget that there are others involved and that others are paying attention to how we show up. So that's what I want to offer you today. And I want to leave you with this. I just love that, one, God has given us fruits of the Spirit that He has offered us, and that He wants us to continue to grow and nurture and flourish. And so love is the first one. And I asked myself, oh my gosh, like, why is love the first one? Like 2 years ago. And a couple weeks later, days later, a pastor shared that there has to be the great reason of love overpowers everything else. And it's completely true. And one of the verses that he reference to was Romans chapter 13, verse 8, that I love and I keep in my signature block just as a reminder, because sometimes emails can get a little hectic, y'all. Emails can get a little overwhelming. And it's, do not owe anyone anything except to love one another. So no matter what anyone is going through, we all know what everyone is going through at the moment. You may not want to share what you're going through in that moment. But when I tell you that the only thing that we owe anyone is to share the love for one another. Just share love and love one another. Just love them where they're at. And that's what I tell sometimes my husband. I'm like, just love me, please. I'm not perfect. No one is perfect. And so just keeping that verse in our heads, meditating on that verse and praying every single day to help us show up with love, to help us to continue to share love, joy, peace, kindness, the fruits of the Spirit. If we can show up in that way, I promise you, you are making an impact with every single person you are encountering, and also with every single task you are doing. Because I promise you, it's only going to get better. And in a way where it doesn't mean that you will have less to do. It just means that you will show up with love. And regardless of what the task is, it could be going to the gym. It could be picking up the kids after practice and taking them to another practice and taking the other child to another practice, or helping them with homework, or do 1,000 slides for what you do at work, or maybe do a 12-mile ruck march. Whatever it is, it's only going to get better because you're showing up with a better heart. You're showing up with a mentality of, I'm here for it, and I'm going to show love for who I am, and I'm going to show up with love for others and service and being kind. Because here's another thing that I want to also leave you with, and I know, and I promise I will wrap it up with this. We sometimes think that we need to be unkind to ourselves to get things done, and that is not the truth. It works. For some of you, it may work temporarily, but it will not work long term because you will continue to be stressed out, overwhelmed, frustrated, get angry. And that, my friends, is going to create a lot of diseases. It's going to create things that are not helpful for your body mentally and emotionally, because it's only going to continue to compound. You're going to continue to resist these negative emotions. You're going to try to avoid it in different ways. And you're going to go do the thing. Yes, you're going to go do the run. You're going to go do the ruck march, whatever it is that you need to do. If you're unkind with yourself, it's going to work temporarily. But for the long term, you want to build the habit of showing up with love for you and for others. Showing up with love and it being the motivator for you instead of the hustle, instead of the unkindness and the overwhelmed, the stressed out, beating yourself up. It only works temporarily. So I want to offer you to start getting things done with love, showing up with love, because it's going to help you long term and others around you. All right, lady, I hope that this podcast episode inspired you and it's encouraging you to go out there, show up with love, get things done with time, and continue on this journey, because it's just going to get better and better each day. All right, have a beautiful rest of your week. Talk to you next week. Bye. Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/BeyondTheMilitaryGRP. Again, it is bit.ly/BeyondTheMilitaryGRP. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.